In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. That request in that prayer in faith, that Heavenly Father, through His Holy Spirit, is opening the written word. I read to introduction to this sermon from John 17th chapter from 9th until 17, and words are as follows in Jesus' name. I pray for them. I pray not the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom you hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in my thy name. Those that thou givest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, here at Keuruu, we are of God's grace. Great grace, we have been able to be here already a few days, gathered together. We have come to get refreshed, to dip a eternal water, and that word that teach us and comfort us. We are during the last few last hours of these service days. I remember many times from my youth, beforehand summer services and summers and office services, they are feeling that they are long days ahead, and then when it came the final day, the time to depart, it came a great sadness. Are they still or already ending these services? Actually, during my youth, in sensitive age, probably after confirmation camp year and few years after that, to meet other believers and friends, it was so amazing to be many days together, and now it was needed to depart. such kind of feelings I had in my youth. Also, these services are getting end, and it is time to depart from these services. Departure. One poem writer writes, the departure, it's like a little death. There is something is left behind in history, the time, the moment. It's never ever coming back again. And therefore, there relates also that sadness, also feeling of sadness, and sometimes deep missing of this to miss friends, dear friends. It is said in the portion that everything has its time. It is time to laugh, it is time to cry. It is time to hug, and it is time to be not hugging. Everything has its time. This text that we just read, it is Jesus' farewell speech. Jesus left. We can say long farewell speeches to his and negotiations to his loving disciples. I don't call you as a servant. I call you friends. He was for them. He had offered for them, for disciples, and given them has cleansed their feet and giving them dinner and started to talk to them. And here, in this place, he turned his speech from disciples, what he he turned his speech and lifted his gaze to the Father God, and he started to pray. To whom, on behalf, he was praying in this in farewell situation, when he knew that this the departure from this time and when he will be separated from disciples, it's not far away. That moment, he talked about his own. He said to his Father that those own that you have given unto me, from whom I didn't lose any one of them. On their behalf, Jesus prayed. Think about, dear listener, sister and brother, Jesus, he hasn't lost any one who has God has given his as his own, but he has promised to take them to the destination, the shore of heaven. On their behalf, he is praying. And therefore, it is also today, it is so important, you dear friend, probably the child of from believing home, who know in heart you feel, experience that you don't have the child faith in your heart. Instead of that, has come something else from this world, and that has taken your heart. Today, when you listen God's voice, don't harden your heart. Since kingdom of God is calling, and it is the eternal call to the eternal life. It is still valid. God is collecting his own from this world, from deep waters, as like it was also we heard in today, from deep waters. God is collecting with the nets chosen before the evening is coming, and door are closed against door when the sermon are no more preached, the gospel is no more preached on your behalf. Jesus has died and fulfilled and paid your sin debt, and nothing else is obstacle to own this forgiveness of sins and the hope of the eternal life. It is only sin, own proudness, and the sermon from the enemy of the soul. Be therefore obedient and turn your face and gaze to the beginning of the faith, and don't think that you are so far away, you are so sin corrupted, it is part of your life, and probably it has come, but don't put it not so from your heart. Lift your gaze up to the life, light, to Jesus. Look at Jesus and the salvation. Repent. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And if you feel that that heart desires exactly now to believe, you can receive this gospel to believe all your sins forgiven and unbelief forgiven, and pray from God the power that he will give the steps in faith and the power to live, to make the journey together with, we can again and again with that group of believers that is on earth now, the kingdom of God. But what is once the kingdom of brightness in the shore of heaven? Jesus knew us, he knew disciples, even they were his friends. Many years they were listening, probably daily. He knew disciples, they seen corruption and lackings. And he felt like is told in the Bible, he knew also them who didn't want to follow, but they got angry on Jesus' speech, who were followers, but they were followers of Jesus, who said, and some of them, they left the kingdom of God that time. But Jesus here is praying, Father, that protect also them. He pray God's protection to his own, for them who desire to believe on him. How God's protection, what is that? I'm thinking in such way. First of all, it is also temporal protection in this time. Let's think about that how believers are having free time. During the after we have been working, we have more or less free time also. Isn't it safe to come to the together and gather together with other believers to services, to Bible classes, and so on? Same time when this world is gathering to own entertainment, where many times externally it is also in a danger there, even in physical danger. God's protection, it is concretical physical protection also for us believers from the evil. Isn't it this way? We have experienced in this way. But enemy of the soul, it's not in the external evil issues, but it is also, it is master of all. He even coming here to the service bench beside you. We have battle, everyday battle, an endeavor against triune enemy. Enemy of this soul, this world, and own flesh and blood. What is meant all that requests which are coming from our hearts, from our human reasoning and lusts. Here is the place for endeavoring. And surely enemy of the soul, it put also in the middle of, he know that we are weak and start during this time and during last years has got doctrine issues and lift a lot of questions when he's giving his own answers. He don't want give the such answers from the God's holy word and not from the king. Negotiation of the king, it advised that seek answers from this world, from social media, from their various there are good thoughts and negotiation. They look as external eyes, it's always forget to advise that inside the kingdom of God there is all the advices and the understanding of Holy Spirit in the kingdom of God. You also elder than me, older than seniors, whatever I call you, what you want to call yourself, you are dear dwellers and escorts in our kingdom of God. I remember still I remember with love my parents who are passed away, my mother who was until 94 years old before she familiar with many sicknesses, moving was getting less and less and then finally ended. She many times she prayed many times, why keep me still here? We probably sometimes we were comforting her, it has the meaning, and at least we know we children, grandchildren, until the fifth generation, we have been in grandmother's prayers and targets. You grandparents, fathers and mothers, your intercessions are needed, your prayers are needed, your support, it is very valuable. But you told also examples how you have been believing before. It is safe to be together with in the footsteps of former believers. Most the worst temptation of the enemy of the soul when the love between believers is broken, when there is coming their challenges and conflicts, it's good to negotiate. When it has happened something that has caused the conflict. You experience that in their in heart is not the freedom is there of this. Older sister and brothers advised in my youth also when love had broken, it's not needed to repent. It is repent of the sin of that issue that has broken their heart, love. And when with grace, with forgiveness of sins, you can, who has broken, to put away that sin. Older sisters and brothers, the love comes back. It returns back. In this way it is. One brother, once in negotiations, we were not so many. It was a very difficult negotiation going on. He finally, after he listened long time, he started in this way. We are in the this negotiation, we have heard a lot of the words of truth. Someone can be more right than other. But should we look to our own heart? What about if righteous Heavenly Father is evaluating ourselves through His own holy truth? We all are sin corrupted. But when God has sent His only begotten Son and look at His through His resurrection work, our weak sinners, He cannot see. He forgive everything of grace, all forgiven. When God is forgiving us and me, can't I also forgive my brother or sister? Listen, after this sermon or this speech, all the negotiation, the spirit or a phenomena, it turns 180 degrees to another direction. They're recognized one and another that I have something to ask forgiveness. I have been breaking sister and brother and against heaven. And when the gospel got to take care of the matters, so temporal issues, what was the topic of this meeting, from there was founded the solution. When the in this time inside the kingdom of God, and on side there are also used critical talks, sometimes very hard speeches. Probably it could be good to stop around this advice. What is my part? Has the grace of God taken care of my conscience and care? Am I personally living of God's grace of and forgiveness of the gospel? When God is open this view for you, too many, probably also in difficult negotiation, they're coming new, more humble way to discuss, and it will be replaced and fulfilled by love of God. This Jesus was praying also in this text, that protect them, that they will are, as we heard, that they are, it is mutual love with other believers. It is precious matter. many times was spoken earlier, as now also, how important it is, the mutual love with the family members and close ones, but then mutual love in the kingdom of God, in the both they are important. No one of Jesus' own disciples, they didn't get lost. In this way Jesus said to his father, and he asked that they will be saved from the evil. We in the Father's prayer, we ask that do not lead us unto temptation, but release us from evil. It is good and right prayer. We can unite to that prayer that God will keep us of temptations and release us from the evil. Still, if we for the moment stop for Jesus' prayer when he is praying and says that I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. God had the power, of course, to organize the salvation issues also in some other way, as they were said. But God, the greatness of God, and as Almighty, we are not able to understand why issues are like this. But he has organized that only begotten Son came and fulfilled the sins of the world when he was resurrected, when he for his own was left the power to use. Jesus Christ gave the power to his own to use the gospel here in this world and to congregation the keys to bound when needed. And so why in this way, why God hasn't, we may think that why God hasn't, that children of God, you should not experience so loud depression during the journey, as we many times, and the effect of sin, the battle what we have. Why God hasn't organized so that that his own could be like protected, specially protected, and peace from this evil world, as poem writer writes. Why it is not in this way? Jesus himself, during his work, he told, his most important task was to preach the kingdom, coming of kingdom of God. Kingdom of God approached, repent and believe the gospel. And that task Jesus set, left here to his followers, to his disciples, to apostles, and to us for today. Believers of today, our task is to be telling where is the kingdom of God, where can be found the way that leadeth unto the salvation, to tell to that who is seeking, who is battling in unbelief, to sorrowful, probably that who is seeking, that here is the kingdom of God. It's not there, but it is in your midst. Here is on earth, in the middle of believers. And here, Holy Spirit is preaching the gospel of forgiveness of sins. And therefore, in this way, issues are organized. These matters are organized, and we have already in these services through many brothers, we have listened to examples how already that we in at schools, at workplaces, among friends, with neighbors, we are already in this world, we are living in this world. But soon the time can, or it can be that there is something different, it can be seen in the choices of life, and in life it can be touching also and calling to the kingdom of God. And sometimes God gives still the situation also during today's that we are able to tell about our faith on or call to the summer services or opista services. It could be very good if you call, we could tell to neighbors or somebody else, friend, to welcome to summer services or listen, you are the salt of them. If there are more, how to, if there's still it is time, time of the call. But dear listeners, sisters and brothers, children of God are not, they don't, well, you are, they are not of the world, even I am not of the world. We, therefore, we feel ourselves that we are strangers here. We have got to be many days here under the refreshed waters. We may already now just like to care about coming week comes, what about then? Do I have strength still to believe? Dear sister and brother, God takes care of you. He has comforting here in these services that the measure of the faith, even if it's a amount of seed of the mustard seed, when you desire to believe and you don't want to deny your Lord and Master, the faith bring you one day to the shore of heaven. It is enough that it is the amount of seed of mustard. It's enough when you believe today. When you today go to sleep to your bed by believing, you can, and you can wake up in believing. I don't want to desire to preach to you when you feel your weakness and lackings. Remain believing, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name, and all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, to peace, freedom and joy. And I have got to be here, one servant serving you, but many times also before I have come before you, can I also believe my sins forgiven? All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I want to believe together with you. Amen.